Okay, gentlemen, next one taken under advisement is case number 11341, Mr. Jeffrey Lafferty. And this case was taken under advisement by Mr. Mills.
There wasn't, didn't seem to be anyone that wanted to approve or deny it, and I just wasn't sure about the standards. Basically, what I heard is he wants it.
Yeah.
I wasn't convinced he addressed the standards, but maybe you all felt differently.
No, I think I asked the question just to see if he needed it or wanted it. He said, I want to be able to, I believe, Mr., didn't you ask about the second steps?
Yes.
He wouldn't be able to access that side.
Just because he wouldn't be able, he wants the second steps because he just wanted to access that side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wanted access from that side yard.
From the side yard.
I'd have to go around it or through the house.
Or around through the house, right.
Right.
Gentlemen, just as you're considering, also remember we've got, it looks like there's two cleanup parts there too with the shed and the deck as well, so.
And both those cases, they were purchased as they exist. The shed was removed and replaced in the same footprint.
Right.
That was my recollection.
Yep.
And that's what the survey appears to indicate too as far as the shed goes.
Yeah, the surveys are dated a year apart.
I think the existing deck was the one that you were, stairs you were referring to, correct?
The one on the side.
Yeah.
The one closer to the front, the one I was questioning about whether it was included in the variance request to get to bring it into compliance. That was there. That and the shed were there when he repurchased a survey. And then the corrected survey shows the setbacks more specifically. The shed, he stated, he removed and replaced in the same footprint. And it's not attached. That way it doesn't become an issue of the 10-foot side yard.
Right.
Well, the other is just Portion steps is the proposed. The other was there, right?
Right. Yep. The other was already there, so he stated.
Yeah.
It was just the steps and the porch. It's only 8 feet down. I had no problem with it.
Brent, were you referring to the additional steps off the porch, or the addition, or the steps off? As we look at this, are you the steps on the south side or the north side?
Well, steps are legal on the porch, right?
Well, if we grant it for the porch, then yes, it would be.
Yeah.
But you were, the steps you were referring to were on the south side of the house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the one that is existing. It's not something he wants. It's already there.
Already there. Okay.
Well, Brent's question I thought was related to the steps on the north that were added to get access to the new revised
the
porch.
The new revised. Yeah,
I didn't. But understand that, it that way.
That's legal though, right?
Because he asked, and the answer was that he wanted to get access from that side yard, whereby he had, and I assumed he'd have to go around the porch or go through the house to get to it.
I thought Brent was asking about the one on the south side.
But I think
the applicant interpreted his question as the one on the north side.
I could be right. I was listening.
Either way, I think that if we grant the variance for the porch on that side, the steps is kind of a mute point.
Yeah, the steps are a mute point anyway because they could be 5 foot into the septic.
Yeah,
right.
Steps would be legal anyway, right?
Floor level, so it's not an issue.
It's not going to be an issue then.
No, it's just a porch.
Just a porch.
Grant the porch.
Okay.
They're not even really.
Okay. So the porch.
That's what I thought.
I'm all right. You're all right with it.
I'm all right with it.
I'm okay.
You're okay? Mr. Workman's okay?
Yeah.
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah.
You're okay? Mr. Mills?
Fine.
All right, then if the board is ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion. Is that a motion? Me too.
I was breathing.
I'm sorry.
That's important to me nowadays.
Oh, I can see that.
That motion. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,341. There's a uniqueness to the lot that's apparent to that with the 50-foot wide lot. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe that is what he's trying to do here with that deck, porch on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary hardship, practical difficulty is not created by the applicant because of the size of the lot. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that we're afforded relief.
Excuse me. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,341. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Burton?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,341 is approved. Okay,